Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Marian Yanulis. This week on AK, a tribute. The famous late singer-songwriter John Denver loved the outdoors. Denver got a taste of Alaska's wilderness on a visit to the state in the 70s. One of his stops was to the McCarthy-Kennicott area. 30 years later, residents there pay tribute to that visit with a concert. KCHU's Tony Gorman traveled to McCarthy to attend the fifth and final John Denver tribute concert and has this story.
It's been raining in Alaska, and I haven't seen the sun in days. John Denver was pretty accurate about life in the Wrangell Mountains when he recorded the Wrangell Mountain Song in 1979. That's because he had seen the area 4 years earlier during a trip to Alaska.
Someday, I'd come back and see my three newfound friends, Mike and Red, and the Alaknac River. Now it was on to the Wrangell Mountains.
In 1975, Denver made stops in Barrow and the Kenai Peninsula before coming to the McCarthy-Kennicott area to perform and mingle with the locals. The trip was filmed as part of a documentary called Alaska, the American Child. It aired on ABC Sports later that year. A copy of the documentary is hard to find.
Each night, most of the population of 50 or so would gather in the town's only lodge. I'd sing a few songs, and then we would settle down and discuss all sorts of things. But mainly, we talked about life and how to live it.
McCarthy residents always remembered Denver's visit, and 31 years later, two seasonal shuttle drivers decided to commemorate it in a special way. Terry Blosser, sitting with his friend and co-worker Dave Hollis, explains.
We were out camping in several locations 6 years ago. Both of us turned out to be John Denver fans, and there was a movie out that was made here. We didn't know much about it. We couldn't find a copy of it, and we thought, there's a connection of John Denver to this area, and wonder if people would be interested in hearing his music again and, you know, having some fun with it.
The pair was able to locate a copy of the documentary after they put out a call over the internet. An anonymous person only charged them $10 for the DVD. Hollis says he saw an interest in John Denver from a younger generation in McCarthy.
Open mic nights here at the Golden Saloon. We saw a lot of young people that were playing Denver. That's kind of what surprised me.
Yep.
That's one of the things that motivated. A lot of the people that show up here, like backcountry guides, have heard Denver through their parents. And so they're actually familiar with it, which surprised me that the generation would have even heard of them.
A few more volunteers, and the concerts have followed the same basic format ever since. Some artists would come up and do a Denver tune. Some would do more.
Hey. Thank you all for coming. Welcome to an evening of celebration in tribute to the life and music of John Denver, of course.
In the past, major players from the documentary, like assistant producer Rainey Hall and Denver's pilot and guide, Tony Oney, made appearances at the concert. The day of this year's concert was true to the Wrangell Mountain Song. It had been raining in McCarthy for days, and it wasn't going to stop anytime soon. But in real Alaska style, a few drops didn't stop the show.
Hold me like you'll never let me go, 'cause I'm leaving.
20 musicians were on hand to perform in front of a crowd of 60 local and visiting Denver enthusiasts. One of the performers was Joe Donahue, who has played in 4 tribute concerts. The Ohio native says he's a fan of a lot of musicians, and Denver is one of them.
I really like just kind of the nature aspect that he brings towards it, and his view of the world and stuff like that.
Donahue came to McCarthy by working for the Wrangell Mountain Center during the summers. Another musician, Diane Malik, was attracted to the community by another means, and Denver's music may have helped.
He has a beautiful voice, and his choice of chords were wonderful when I was growing up, and singing about the wilderness may have brought me here. I'm not sure.
The 28-year-old resident and her flute teamed up with Blosser to do a melody of Denver songs known as the Western Serenade.
Is the greatest cowboy's ever been.
In his song, Goodbye Again, Denver says it's a shame to leave you now. The days are soft and warm. That lyric could describe how Blosser and Hollis felt a year ago when they made the tough decision to make this year's concert the final installment.
Well, we're kind of retiring. You know, we hope, you know, we've started something that, you know, maybe it has legs and someone can carry it forward. You know, but it's time to, you know, maybe go out on top, as they say, or do something new.
As the final John Denver tribute concert came to a close, everyone sang the Wrangell Mountain song one last time. Reporting from McCarthy, I'm Tony Gorman.